USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said,
things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's the easiest way to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Balance of Nature. By simply removing the water and air, Balance of Nature can take 31 whole fruits and vegetables and put them into quick and easy-to-eat capsules. With just 3 fruit capsules and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. That's a lot of stored energy that your body will love. So if you're looking for an easier way to get clean energy, go to balanceofnature.com and order your bottles of sunshine today. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Average gas prices across the nation dropping another 6.5 cents last week, now at $1.91 a gallon on average. John Clemens has more.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, that's the lowest level since 2016.
Average gas prices nationally now stand 84 cents lower than a year ago and 50 cents lower than a month ago.
The middle section of the country has some of the lowest prices.
Wisconsin leads with the lowest average at $1.43. Oklahoma follows at $1.45 per gallon, followed by Ohio at $1.55 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is Hawaii, the only state above $3 at $3.24, followed by California at $2.97 and Washington State at $2.69 per gallon.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Saudi Arabia and Russia claiming they're close to a deal to end their oil price war, but oil prices are falling again today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Canadian-born actress Shirley Douglas has died after a prolonged illness. She was 86. Her son, Kiefer Sutherland, giving tribute to her on Twitter yesterday, calling her an extraordinary woman who lived an extraordinary life. Douglas was married to actor Donald Sutherland from 1966 to 1971. A Wisconsin teenager now facing double homicide charges and what authorities there are calling the calculated killings of a university doctor and her husband last week. Police at the University of Wisconsin say 18-year-old Ali Jalaroux was charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Dr. Beth Porter and Robin Carey. This was a day after police in Madison had arrested an alleged accomplice, 18-year-old Carey Sanford. Porter and Carey were found by a jogger in a ditch not far from the university. Police say they believe it was not a random act. 2 children are in a hospital after eating THC-laced candy obtained from a food bank in Utah. An 11-year-old and a 5-year-old, both taken to a hospital after consuming what was believed to be medicated nerd ropes given to their families as part of a food distribution effort from a church that was working with the Utah Food Bank. Police in Roy City say volunteers distributed more than 60 bags with 3 to 4 servings of that candy in every one. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.